this weekend on Saturday, we are going to do a night called Avery Tessa Wendy Night. So back in February, on the 24th, my daughter Avery was born prematurely. Heather, the mother, gave birth to her at about 4.5 months into her pregnancy. Avery Tessa Wendy was in McMaster Hospital for 6.5 days, fighting. And after 6.5 days, on March 3rd, she unfortunately passed away. So in Atlanta, I played for the Georgia Swarm. A young girl by the name of Caroline started a fundraiser called Goals for Avery, and basically trying to give Avery's name a legacy behind it and help her name being known after no one really got to know her in such a short time. On Saturday, we're basically doing a fundraiser to basically help support McMaster Children's Hospital, where Avery was born. That way families and even children that have to go through something similar have the support they need and the care they need.
Craig, what can you tell me about Avery Tessa Wendy over the course of 6+ days?
You know, her character from day one, we knew she was a fighter. You know, she was struggling and trying to fight and trying to remain in this world to be with us and her parents. You know, you can tell from the minute she was around that, you know, she tried everything she could to stay with us.
We're with Craig Wendy, netminder of the Owen Sound Bugdew Senior North Stars at their home game on Saturday night. There will be a donation jar at the door raising funds for McMaster Hospital, Children's Hospital. What can you tell me about the service and the service that you received from McMaster's Children's Hospital in this instance, Craig?
You know, we were incredibly grateful for all the support and resources we had available to us to be there for Avery. You know, we were there 6.5 days. I was in and out of the hospital continuously trying to visit to make sure everything was okay. Heather was basically there. That was Avery's mother, was there continuously for all that time. You know, they were so grateful to us to have us comfortable where Lily Avery was. You know, we cannot thank McMaster enough, and we are forever grateful for what they've did for us.
Craig, with this, how difficult was that week for you? I'm not married. I've never had children, so I can only imagine what it was like.
You know, it was stressful. You know, nobody likes being in a hospital, especially for something so heartfelt like this. You know, I have a soon-to-be 4-year-old daughter, and the best we could try to do was try and get her interacting with Avery to have that moment between her and my daughter Liliana and Avery. You know, I have pictures and moments of my daughter Liliana having her hand on where Avery was staying, basically just to make it known that her sister was there. You know, it was a heartfelt time. It was a lot of stress, a lot of sadness, a lot of mourning. But, you know, like I said, we can't thank McMaster or Children's Hospital enough for everything they did for us.
Craig, Wendy, you played for Georgia, you mentioned, in the National Lacrosse League, and they had a fundraiser. How much funds have been generated for this fund to this point in memory of Avery Tessa Wendy?
To be honest, we haven't been keeping track of the dollars amount that's been going to. It's kind of been an honor system. If you go on the Georgia Swarm website, you'll find a link to that about Goals for Avery is what the fundraiser is called. It's basically been an honor system. And I know personally we've had numerous donations to people around McMaster donating, and people have been donating to their local children's hospitals as well, kind of in Avery's name. So it's basically been an honor system.
Finally, Craig, the game on Saturday is against Oakville. The games that I've seen in Owen Sound have all been terrific, and I'm sure there'll be a good turnout and a good show of support. How difficult has it been for you to play goal with this just relatively recently behind you?
You know, you hear a lot about lacrosse being a medicine game, and the lacrosse community has been nothing but supportive in helping me continue my enjoyment of the game of lacrosse. But, you know, when something so impactful happens in your life, you know, you try and look at an outlet to try and keep yourself, you know, going day in, day out. And I'm forever thankful that I have the game of lacrosse to kind of outlet that you know, and like you said, the support we've had this past season so far has been unbelievable. You know, I've gotten to meet some very impactful people in the city of Owen Sound that have been on my side since the moment I got to the team. You know, I know it's against Oakville, but, you know, I get to play against the team that I was formerly with. You know, this organization that I have in the Owen Sound North Stars has been incredible, and for them wanting to honor Avery on such a special occurrence, I cannot thank them enough.
Craig, I've been to three or four games. Your play has been terrific in goal, and I think all the more remarkable based on this. So all the best to you this week and to Owen Sound lacrosse fans. I know you'll be generous with the Avery Tessie Wendy Fund for McMaster's Children's Hospital. Craig, thank you very much for this.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the time.